I encourage you now to listen carefully as we work together to move you to the front of every hiring line. I will not only be your sports doctor, prescribing some strategies that lead to better success, but I'll also serve as your career coach, making practical, easy-to-implement recommendations that are only limited by your level of serious commitment. I'm committed to get you where you want to be. Are you? So let me address now some very common and typical questions about how to break into sports. Chances are many of your questions will be answered in the next few minutes. These are actual questions I have received from people both in the sports business who are looking to enhance their career and from individuals outside the industry who are looking not just for a job in sports, but the right job in sports. Before doing so, however, I'd like to share with you an experience one particular Hollywood producer had some years ago. You see, just like you, he loved sports and wanted to be a part of it whenever he could get the chance. Arthur Lewis was his name, and his boyhood friend was none other than Joe L. Brown Jr., the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates many years ago. Brown invited, you see, Arthur Lewis to join the team for spring training in Florida one year, and Lewis, he jumped at the chance to fulfill a lifelong fantasy, long before fantasy camps were even invented. The Pirates issued Lewis his own uniform with his name on the back and treated him like he was just one of the boys. He participated in all the drills, warm-ups, running the bases, playing catch, even fielding. And then finally, batting practice. Wow, what a thrill this was. Talk about an adrenaline rush. He'd waited for weeks to stand in that batter's box and take a pitch. Before the pitch, though, Lewis, his heart pounding, his palms sweating, knees shaking, he wiped the bill of his cap and knocked the dirt out of his spikes with his bat, like the pros do. And right then and there, his dream came to an end. Lewis's bat missed his spikes and broke his ankle. Oh man, Arthur, he was right there. He could taste it. Yet we can learn from his unfortunate experience. All of us would someday like to be in the big leagues, if you will. We dream about being a part of the show. The lesson is this: as close as we may come sometimes to actually getting that big break, if you'll excuse the pun, if we're not adequately prepared, if we simply resort to imitation, as if we know what we're doing without having the requisite skills and knowledge, well, when that big break comes, we could lose it in one false move. I remember one time reading a piece about Charles Grodin, the film actor turned political satirist. He was asked, after getting his first audition for a Broadway show after 6 years of trying, how he felt. He wisely observed, "If the opportunity had come much earlier, I might not have been ready for it." There's a lot of wisdom in that. I have at times found myself counseling individuals to be grateful they didn't get a particular position or promotion, because if they had, their weaknesses may have been revealed too soon in their career. I like something else Grodin said. He said, "I tried to make myself as good as possible, since it seemed to be the only thing in the whole profession over which I had any control. That was my main focus for many years, not making connections, not getting a job, but getting better. The question of how good I'd be when the opportunities did come would determine my future." End of quote. As I have seen and talked to many individuals who want to enter this industry, I must admit there are a lot of pretenders out there. There are people who have misconceptions about our business and the way it's run and what's required to be successful in it. Let me share with you a concept I developed when GameFace began that has since been widely taught and used for both students and practitioners of the sports industry over the last several years. The concept is called the team revenue tree.